Howdy all, this is Shane. Welcome to the In the Blues Tone podcast. And for those watching on YouTube, hello. I have also uploaded this to YouTube. If you want to hear the full podcast, please head over to my website. It is www.guitarpedaldemo.com, or you can check the links in the description for, direct access to the podcast. You can also stream it via iTunes as well. Now, the first thing that I wanted to have a chat about is how much of a difference the speakers in amplifiers play on the tone. I did touch on this in one of the earlier podcasts about changing the tubes or the valves, depending on where you live. So, I just wanted to go over this again because recently I swapped out two speakers in my amplifiers. I swapped out the standard stock Fender Eminence speaker, which is in the Blues Deluxe, for an Eminence Swamp Thang speaker. And I also have a Yorkville Trainer YCV50, which is the blue amplifier, which comes with a Vintage 30. And a lot of people love Vintage 30s, but it's just personally not my kind of sound. They're a little bit too hard sounding for me. And so I ended up putting an Eminence Texas Heat speaker in there. So I opted for these speakers for a couple of reasons, mostly because I liked what I heard on other demos. And I thought that also these speakers would suit the amp and my kind of style as well. And there was no easy way of doing this without actually sort of testing the speakers out. But I didn't have access to do that. But I did have access to try out maybe four or five other Eminence speakers and WGS speakers from one of my friends, Brian, who's got lots and lots of speakers. And yeah, the Eminence to my ear was the sound that I was looking for. And they're extremely loud too. They're rated at a really high decibel rating. They're a 150 watt speaker, so they don't have a lot of breakup either, which is what I wanted. I wanted nice, rich, clean tones and sort of softer sounding drive tones, which was just smooth, and I got it out of both of them. The Swamp Thing's probably my favorite out of the two, but not by much. I'm still, I've only used the Texas Heat once, and it was a huge improvement over the Vintage 30. For what I like, it takes pedals well. Just everything about it sounds good. The clean channel's nice. It's sort of like a really well balanced speaker. So the Texas Heat is a great replacement for a Vintage 30. It's rated around 101 decibels, so it's quite loud. And it's an efficient speaker and it sounds really cool. The Swamp Thing has lots of bass. Now, this is one of those speakers that I want to put into an amp because I use the drive channel on my amps. A lot of people just use a clean channel with a pedal. I'll do that if I have no other option. But for me, I love having my Blues Deluxe on the drive channel now because it actually sounds great. The Swamp Thang speaker has... I'm going to stop calling it Thang. I'm going to call it Thing because it's easier. Now, the Swamp Thing speaker definitely has lots of low end. And what I love about this and the reason I chose it was because I could basically fatten up that drive channel and at the same time take away all those sort of harsh high frequencies that the old speaker had, and a lot of that distortion in the speaker as well, which I don't like. So basically the Swamp Thing has totally changed that amp. I would put it up against a Two Rock amplifier, even on clean or dirty now, and it would do the business. It would sound great. I may have to see if I can do a blind test because it really sounds that good now. It records well. Everything about it sounds great. I still have a Vintage 30 in my ISO cabinet, my Randall isolation cabinet, which I do most of my demos through now. And, for that kind of scenario, it sounds good. It's a speaker that most people would have. But the time will come now where I'm going to actually replace that. And I'll probably put a Swamp Thang in there as well. I just think it sounds great. I don't know yet. I'm on the fence which one to use. But I emailed Eminence and just, thank them for making such great speakers. I don't often do that, but they were really nice and returned my email. And I just said, look, I don't know why so many people make all these expensive modifications when simply changing a speaker does everything that you want it to do on the most part. It just takes a bit of research. So, with some patience and all that kind of stuff, you can actually find a speaker that will work well. And I didn't want to lose the Fender tops that Fender amps have, and that's the reason that I chose the Swamp Thing. I think it had a little bit more nicer tops maybe than the Texas Heat in the comparison videos. See, this is another thing too. With comparison videos, they generally have the EQ the same, which is fine sometimes, but not all the time, because you don't have a comparison when you've got an amp on its own with a speaker. So I think you can get lots more and not lots nicer top end when you can actually change the EQ on the amplifier, as opposed to leaving it in one spot just as a comparison to another speaker. It doesn't always give you the best results. So I'm going to do some speaker demos pretty soon where I actually turn the EQ, because I think you need to do that. Every speaker is going to be different. And if you feel like one speaker doesn't have enough top end, it's because of the demo. They haven't adjusted anything. So, you know, a flat test is one thing, but, you know, a real world application where you don't have a second speaker to, you know, AB against, then you're going to just turn up the treble a little bit more and you'll get that top. So one thing that I did notice is a lot of the demos on YouTube, especially, just they seem to be missing that top end. There was one that I found that was demoed in this exact amp that I really liked. So yeah, it was great. And in the end, I just listened to lots and lots of the sound clips from Tommy, I've forgotten his last name, but it's the Japanese guy that Mayo used to jam with, but yeah, on the Eminence website. And I just did that over and over, and eventually I just thought, you know what, any speaker is going to be better than the ones that I have, and I've narrowed it down to a handful, and these are the ones that I wanted to try. And yeah, I'm absolutely wrapped. So the speaker mod has made a huge difference, and yeah, what can I say, they sound great. You don't even have to break them in. Maybe you do, but for me personally, I plug and play now. It just sounds great, drive channel or clean channel. Whereas before, you know, both the clean and the dirty on the Blues Deluxe was okay, but not fantastic. Now it's fantastic. It really has made a huge difference. So a little bit about my amp collection now. As you know, over the years, I've demoed loads and loads of amps and pedals, all that kind of stuff. And I do cycle through gear quite regularly. And then there's stuff that I've come back to over the years. And there's also stuff that I swore by that I don't have anymore. So the three amps that I have right now on hand are the Mustang 3. Love it. I'm not going to get rid of that. It's just a great amp and it sounds awesome with certain guitars and certain situations. What can I say? It's loud, it's light, fantastic. Now, I also have a Yorkville Trainer, a YCV50 amp. These are made in Canada. I got asked a lot of questions about their reliability and their build quality. Fantastic. They're built extremely well. This particular one has been discontinued only because it's that sort of tube configuration that they don't do. It was like a limited run. So basically it's got EL34 power tubes, which is something that I haven't had in an amp until now. And it was loaded with a Vintage 30, and it also had 12 AX7 preamp tubes as well, which I've left in there. So I haven't touched the tubes. I think they sounded great. The speaker, as I mentioned just before, I swapped it over to the Eminence Texas Heats speaker, which has made a big difference. And yeah, I absolutely love that amp. I think it's one of the most usable. You can plug in and play. You don't need any effects. It has a really musical 2 gain stage drive channel, much like the Hot Rod Deluxe, only nothing like the Hot Rod Deluxe. It sounds a whole lot nicer on the drive channel. I'd put that up against anything. It sounds really quite cool. And the clean channel is very musical as well. It's 50 watts, it's loud, and it's not that heavy. It's small, I can get it in my car. Not small as a Blues Junior, but it's, you know, it's a little smaller of a footprint than a Hot Rod Deluxe in terms of depth. It's not quite as deep, but overall it's about the same size. And I absolutely love that amp. And my other amp, which I've got now, is the Fender Blues Deluxe amplifier, the reissue with the Swamp Thing speaker. So over the years, as you've seen from my demos, I've had the same amps going on, you know, around and around. And it just, I don't know, I had to try something different. So I ended up selling both of my Deluxe Reverb amps. You know, it was a tough decision to make, but I wanted one amp that I could take somewhere other than the Mustang, like a valve amp that I could, or tube amp that I could take to a gig or a jam and just plug in and play. And for me, the Deluxe Reverbs, you know, if you've got pedals, it's fantastic, but if you're just plugging into them, they're not as versatile as other amps. So I love my Supersonic as well. That was probably my favorite amp that I've had over the years. Just a bit too big, and I didn't want to go for a 22 as well. So I ended up with the Yorkville Trainer. I got it for a bargain, and I just ended up having to sell off a few things as well at that time. And yeah, I haven't been disappointed with my decisions. I think the amps that I have now can cover pretty much any situation. The situations where the deluxe reverb would have been plenty fine, I can take the Mustang or I can take the Yorkville. And when I really want to crank it up, I can either take the Yorkville or take the Blues Deluxe. So yeah, with those new speakers in there, they're loud and they sound so much better. So that's all I've got right now in terms of amps. I don't have any of my deluxe reverbs or Supersonic or Mustang 4, any of that stuff. You know, I live in a pretty small place, so space is of the essence. And yeah, it's, what can I say? I'm happy I got three different amplifiers that all now sound extremely good. The Mustang is the only one which I haven't modded, and I don't plan to. I actually tried a different speaker in there, and a couple of different speakers at one point, and it just didn't have the same vibe. So I put that GT100 or whatever it is back in there, and yeah, it absolutely sounds cool. So in terms of gear, they're my amps right now. So not a whole lot to chat about any further, I reckon. But yeah, that's a good combination of stuff. And if you want to find out more about any of this gear, head over to the YouTube channel, because I've reviewed just about all of it right now. And I'll do some more speaker demos down the track. I'm just waiting for this 212 cab to turn up so I can basically A-B speakers together and clip them in and all that kind of stuff. So I'll be working with a company from Queensland pretty soon about demoing some more speakers and, yeah, getting some more stuff up there that people can listen to and compare. Because I think one of the biggest misconceptions about speakers is that, you know, there's nothing better than a vintage 30, which I don't know. I reckon there's lots of stuff better than a vintage 30, but everybody's different and it's whatever you like. So that's just my opinion. But I hope to bring you some demos where you can hear that certain speakers just, you know, wipe the floor with the vintage 30. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun. One of the things I wanted to do this year was to build a do-it-yourself guitar pedal. And I tried one last year and I absolutely butchered it. I didn't do enough research on it. And I thank Mammoth Electronics for sending that one out. But yeah, I absolutely destroyed it and there's no recovery for it. I didn't do enough research, as I mentioned, on what to do, how to put the components in, how to solder it in, all that kind of stuff. I'd used soldering irons a lot in the past, but I've never put anything on a circuit board for about 10 years. So I did everything the wrong way, and I really feel like there's no way I can recover that that fuzz pedal that I was trying to make. So I went ahead today and I actually purchased a couple of kits just to start me off. And for those watching on YouTube, which won't make much sense to the people just watching the podcast, but for those watching on YouTube, I've gone ahead and I spent some bucks on getting a multimeter. I bought new soldering iron, solder sucker or pump or whatever they're called. And yeah, I've got a whole lot of different things, a glue gun, some cabling and wires and some, you know, just some bits and pieces. I bought some pots and switches, all that kind of stuff. And I want to go ahead and start doing more of this stuff. I think it's important for me to know what's in them, how to fix them if, you know, another pedal breaks, for example. And now that I'm also selling pedals online, just having that insight into how things are made is going to be really cool. And there's so much great information online. This is what I love about the internet. You know, you can, once you sort out the crap, you can find certain websites that just have loads of great stuff. And I found a few websites today that I'm basically learning and writing down lots of notes about how to do this stuff, what I need to think about, where to get enclosures. In Australia too, we're a little more limited on the availability of certain things here that would be if we're in the US or the UK. But I found, you know, I did the research and I found the parts. So, you know, I've got some parts coming in the mail. I bought some Vero board things off eBay as well. I'm not going to touch those boards for a while, but yeah, I'm going to do the prepackaged kit. So I'll just put everything in, make sure I can get it to work, you know, put it in an enclosure and start the ball rolling. There's one really great website that I was on earlier, which basically has physical pictures, well, not photographs, but pictures of boards with all the components and then sort of like a 3D see-through version of it where you can see exactly how things are placed on the board and where they go and all the different things you need to think about when making them. And you know what's really funny? Some of the ones that are really well known have like $8 a parts. It's insane, you know. I think a lot of this is going to be. I hear that a lot on YouTube. Let's just start by saying, like, there was one guy who kept posting on every video that I viewed on YouTube, not just mine, but like other ones that I was looking at, other pedal demos. He'd be like, "Man, I can't believe the price of this stuff. Sometimes, you know, there's like $8 a part." So I finally looked into it. You know what? In some of them, there are. I know a lot of it is very time consuming, and the research and development time, and the, you know, having someone build them is time consuming. But physically, the parts aren't that expensive. So yeah, it's just one of those things where I thought, you know what, let's just try making a few, and I'll give them out to a few friends of mine. They can test them out, and they can let me know what they think. Or maybe I'll auction one off on eBay or something like that down the track if I ever get any good at it. But yeah, if this year I want to, you know, at least make 3 pedals that are my favorites and that aren't complicated. So I've chosen a few. I won't tell you what they are right now. But so we'll see how we go with that. And as I get the parts in and the kits in to make the pedals, I'll do some videos about some of that and maybe talk about experience of it on a future podcast as well, because there's probably a lot of guys interested in doing this. And yeah, it was just a tough thing to take a step in a whole new direction. Like, I'm really good with computers and I'm good with certain things, but I've never really been that great with the tech side or the electronic side of things when it comes to actually building something like this. So I thought, why not? I'll give it a go. There's nothing much to lose other than a few bucks. And I think the great thing about the internet and, you know, about the places that I purchase this stuff from is if I get stuck, I can easily ask them for help. Or, you know, the internet's full of great resources as well. So I'm hoping that there's a forum that I could visit that, you know, someone can point me in the right direction as well. So a little bit quickly about the Tone Shop and what's going on there right now. So thank you so much to everyone who's purchased stuff from my shop. I try to get it out as fast as I can, and I you know, I photograph the items and show people that they're on their way, all that kind of stuff. If you're shopping from overseas, everything within Australia goes express post now. It's just a better decision long term to have everything turn up the next day or 2 days away, depending on what day you order it or where you live, all that sort of stuff as well. So it's been really cool. I've just ordered another shipment of Tone City pedals. I'm absolutely blown away by them. I think they sound great, they look cool, and the live test video that I did recently pretty much says it all, you know. And what is hilarious to me is that my friend Brian, who's a great guitar player, is one of my favorites in Melbourne or anywhere that I've ever heard, he's sworn by a couple of pedals over the years that have been fixtures on his pedal board, and he went ahead and he replaced those with a couple of Tone Cities because they sounded better. It's just one of those things. They sound better, they also take up less space, and yeah, I'm totally blown away. So thank you to everyone who's purchased any of that stuff, any of the Tone City stuff from the website. It's, yeah, they're great. I stand by them as well. I think they're one of those companies that kind of get it right. There's not a whole lot of everything about them is good. I like their vibe. The customer service is great. Dealing with Grace and Jason's always been good for me. So yeah, I can honestly say that this stuff is as good as it gets for the price. You're not going to find anything. And I just wanted to plug it quickly. If you do want to buy anything, do it in January because it's going to go up in February. I've already got the sale listed right now. Once February rolls around, that won't be available. So you might want to get on that quickly. In terms of my other pedals, I'm going to put in another order for some of the new VFE pedals, which are coming out at NAMM in a couple of days. So if you're in NAMM and you're lucky enough to head over to the VFE booth, say g'day to Peter for me from In the Blues. So that would be cool. That would be a cool little message. And yeah, I definitely want to try and get him on a podcast at some point. So yeah, put the hard word on him for me if you're visiting NAMM. And I hope to be at the NAMM in Nashville later on in the year, all being well. So yeah, if anyone's going to be over there and you listen to the podcast or watch my videos on YouTube, you want to come say hi or meet up or whatever, yeah, just feel free to shoot me a message wherever, and yeah, I'd love to catch up. I'm definitely looking to head up there. If I make it over, I'm going to be shooting some more videos at Jerry's in Sarasota in Florida. Again, we're going to be doing some new lefties and some acoustic stuff this time too. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and that should coincide hopefully with NAMM in Nashville. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So that's about it for today. Thanks for listening. My name's Shane. If you have any comments or questions and you're on YouTube, feel free to leave them in the comments below. Or if you want to shoot me a direct message, you can also do that. I'm also on Google Plus, and Facebook at facebook.com/intheblues. And you can visit the Tone Shop at intheblues.com.au. There's also a contact form on there if you want any help with any of that stuff as well. So thanks for listening, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. See ya.